British men and women affected by cruel asylum policies, denied their basic human rights to family life, who face being forcibly separated from their foreign national partners in the name of maintaining effective immigration controls, linked together on this day of Parliament reconvening and the adjournment debate, asylum seekers and leave to remain in the UK. Right now, senior staff nurse Amanda Kadir from Liverpool does not know if she will ever see her husband Zardasht again. Originally from Kurdistan, where there is no facility to apply for a visa to return as Amanda's spouse, he travelled to Jordan to make the application and was told by the Home Office that he would have to travel to Iraq and wait there while the application is processed. Amanda explained, "When my husband got to Jordan, he was detained for 3 hours by the authorities and his passport was taken away from him. They don't believe him when he told them why he had come and they threw him out of the airport." Campaign supporters join the growing list include Louise Ellman MP, Bob Waring MP, Jeremy Corbyn, George Galloway and the Unison branches and Joint Council for the Welfare of Immigrants. So who are we? We are a rapidly growing national campaign of couples that face being forcibly separated from our partners in the name of immigration controls. We are over 35 couples, with more contacting us every day. We are open to all couples, straight, same-sex, married, engaged, living together or dating. In all our cases, our partners are people who have claimed asylum in the UK and have failed. Follow Home Office instructions and get stranded in dangerous countries in perilous situations. Many of us have been told by the Home Office that we can either accompany our partners to the countries and settle there, even though the Foreign Office advises against travel to these countries, such as Iraq, Afghanistan, and Iran, or our partners should return to their countries and apply for a visa to return to the UK, even though there may be no facility in that country for issuing visas and our partners may be exposed again to the persecution they fled and would have to undertake dangerous journeys. Some of our partners followed the Home Office instructions but were left stranded in dangerous situations with no access to even apply for a visa. Others were deported and refused a visa to return to the UK. There are children torn away from their parents. Parents have been forcibly separated from their British children and partners. British-born children have been deported to countries they've never set foot in, denied the right to marry. Since February 2005, both British citizens and their non-EU partners must obtain permission from the Home Secretary to marry, and it's rarely granted to people who have failed asylum claims. One law for some and another law for others amounts to no rule of law. Living under the threat of forcible, indefinite separation and danger, our partners are complying with the conditions set by the Home Office to sign periodically at immigration enforcement units and police stations. We live daily with the uncertainty of if and when our partners will be snatched by immigration officers, detained and deported. Meanwhile, many of our partners are denied the right to work and pay tax. We are supporting them from our salaries, but then penalised in our applications to be together because the Home Office says we can't show enough savings to prove we can support our partners, which in fact we are already doing now anyway. The Home Office has questioned none of our relationships. Article 8 of the Human Rights Act 1998 describes the right to a family life. Yet the Home Office is denying countless couples this right. They show no care for our human rights here in the UK or in the dangerous countries they suggest we should follow our partners to. Please support us. This week's Big Issue article has an article called Trouble and Strife in which some of our cases are highlighted, extracts below. Ashley's husband is from Burundi. It wasn't until I'd known him for about 2 months that I found out his brother had been killed by rebel soldiers in Burundi, she says. Adam hid, but was later captured and tortured. The immigration officials have never asked to see his scars, but they say he is not a target. Now Ashley must decide whether she wants to risk letting her husband go back alone to a country he fled because he feared being tortured and killed, or follow him to a place the Foreign Office advises against British citizens against entering. We don't know how long it will take him to get his entry visa, she says. It could be several months or even longer. The Home Office has also told Ashley it will use public money to pay for her to follow Adam back to Burundi. We would not want to split a family up, says a Home Office spokeswoman. However, the British Embassy in Burundi says it is not able to issue entry clearance visas from its office in Bujumbura. Applicants must go to Kampala in Uganda, explains an embassy official. The Foreign and Commonwealth Office states Burundi is unsafe for British nationals, saying they should only visit with a UN mission, and even then safety cannot be guaranteed. The FCO has refused to provide this for Ashley, saying it is her choice if she wants to go to her country. There are many other couples like that, and for more information on some of the difficulties and campaigns about this issue, you can check out a couple of websites. There's www.justiceforhussein.com. There's also www.alitostay.com. And for Ashley and her husband, you can either email barbara3@ntlworld.co.uk to offer support, or www.justiceforhussein.com. Okay, we wish all those couples luck in staying together.